Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, Chapter 43. Early Experience. When the State Fair was held in Battle Creek, our people took with them onto the ground 3 or 4 cooking stoves and demonstrated how good meals might be prepared without the use of flesh meat. We were told that we set the best table on the ground. Whenever large gatherings are held, it is your privilege to devise plans whereby you can provide those who attend with wholesome food, and thus educate them in the matter of the most simple and healthful diet. In our early experiences, the Lord gave us favor with the people, and we had many wonderful opportunities to demonstrate what could be done through the principles of health reform to restore to health those whose cases had been pronounced hopeless. At one time, the wife of the high school teacher in Battle Creek was thrown from a sleigh and seriously injured. We took her into our house, which was close by, and cared for her. The doctor called, and when he saw what we were doing, he said, "You are doing the very best that can be done. I leave the case with you." She recovered. Some years afterward, she came to my house, bringing her husband and her little girl. She said to the child, "This is Mrs. White. You would not be here today if she had not saved my life several years ago." We knelt down together and thanked the Lord for His mercy. The light on the subject of health reform was given by the Lord, and we are not to depart from it. The Lord has put into the minds of some a knowledge of how to prepare wholesome articles of food. But it is not His design that this knowledge shall be confined to a few. In every family there should be those who understand the science of healthful cooking.